USDA is helping farmers prepare to deal with climate change, according to Director of the Office, Bill Hohenstein.
Many people don't realize that USDA has a climate change office. We're concerned about climate change within the department. Climate change has the potential to create risks for farmers, and we want to make sure we're positioning agriculture to deal with the challenges we're going to be facing over the century, and climate change is one of those things.
Hohenstein calls USDA's program practical and pragmatic.
You know, obviously, we're paying attention to the scientists, and there's not a whole lot of debate within the scientific community about climate change. And so, you know, when we're thinking about that and listening to what the scientists say, we've got to reflect those realities. When it comes to USDA's role, it's working with farmers and working on practical things like how do we make sure that farmers are managing risk of things like drought, higher temperatures, changes in pest distributions, understanding what those risks are and staying ahead of them. And then also dealing with the role that agriculture plays in contributing greenhouse gases. And so we look at things like, can we help store carbon, reduce agricultural methane and nitrous oxide emissions? So we have a broad program around the department. It's a pretty practical program, and it provides a lot of benefits to farmers in managing risk.
Hohenstein took part in a panel on water issues at the 10th Bear Crop Science Ag Issues Forum this week in Phoenix.
Well, it's a real regional story, you know. So if you're a farmer in the Southwest, your thoughts about water are going to be really different than, you know, if you're in upstate New York and you're growing apples. And, you know, we're trying to reflect that. We set up a set of seven regional climate hubs to take, you know, basically to acknowledge that regionally we've got different issues we're dealing with when it comes to climate systems and the practical steps that farmers are going to need to take.
Reporting from Phoenix for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.